First of all, I would like to thank God and for being here this morning for this seven more days. And we look at this as the seven more days. My title of this lesson this morning was meaning behind that 7 days. The number seven is used 735 times. The number seven is used 54 times in Revelation. But why is the number seven important? The number seven is the foundation of God's word. Seven is the number for completeness and perfection, both physical and spiritual. It gets much of its meaning from being tied directly to God's creation of all things. This word created is used seven times in describing God's created works. There are 7 days in a week, and God's Sabbath is on the seventh day. The Bible as a whole was ordinarily divided into seven major divisions. They are first the law, second the prophet, third the writing of songs, fourth the gospel of Acts, five the general epistle, and the sixth is the epistle of Paul, and seven the book of Revelation. The total number of ordinary inspired book is 49. Seven times seven, demonstrating the absolute perfectness of word, the word of God. I said that all to say this. This Sunday is the seventh day. This new year, seeing that I am still here, showing me that God had blessed me.
Amen.
Last month, I can tell you that those last 31 days of 2017 was filled with questions. Whether or not I would make it to see January 1st, 2018. Every day something happened that make it clear that we are here on God's time, not our time.
Okay?
Death, fire, auto accidents, political, and who knows what else, make it clear that is meant in James chapter 4, verse 14 says, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little while, and then vanish. What am I saying? I'm saying that as long as my mist is still on this planet, my main goal in life should be in pursuing of completion and perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Kingdom pursuit should be my highest aim in life this year. Every day in 2018, my goal should be to never lose sight of what I am really here for. This morning, we are going to look at the number seven and use it to make a plan on how to live our lives to completion, whether we live to see 2019 or not. We are going to live our life with God's way. We are going to use the word of Jesus as our foundation. During his time on earth, Jesus had an awesome perspective on life values and what should be important to us. So let's use the letter in the number seven as a method to help us remember how to keep ourselves on the road to completion and perfection this year, this new year. Now look at your handout. On it, you will see the word seven. Below it, you will see, going down the paper, the letter that makes up the word seven. The first letter is the letter S. And the word following says, stay on path. As we know, seven is the number for completeness and perfection, both physical and spiritual. Jesus said concerning completion and perfection in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus, just like sports, the best way to win a game is to always return to the fundamentals. In Christianity, a first fundamental is following the way. We get access to the Father through Jesus. So the S in seven here stands for staying on path Jesus laid while he was here on earth. Then we have another letter, is E, stand for eyes. The E tells me where I need to keep my eyes focused on. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33 to seek the kingdom of God first. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What Jesus is saying here is to make the kingdom the most important part of your life, and God will take care of the rest. I don't know about you, but my eyes have a tendency to wander. Mm-hmm. 1 minute I'm reading my Bible, next thing I'm looking at TV, mm-hmm. and 1 minute I'm going down the road and see a man with a sign that said hungry and will work for food. And then my eyes still wonder. I see that Corvette. My eyes start wondering, oh, I would like to be in that car. Wondering there. But my eyes wonder so easy. My heart loves to follow my eyes. But it is said that the eyes can fill your life with light or darkness. And Jesus said in Matthew 6:22, the eyes is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? If my eyes are the lamp of my body, then I have to continue wiping them down with the cloth of righteousness, so that they shine with a light that goes forward, taking me towards the prize. So E equals keeping my eye on the prize, okay? But how am I going to get the prize? This question takes us to the letter V, which stands for value. Worldly values include wealth, power, pleasure, revenge, self-importance, and standing. These are the most important things to people who sense to power and purpose beyond themselves. Worldly values promotes jealousness, resentment, conflicts among people according with the purpose of Satan. In John 8:44, Jesus said about those who seek worldly things. We have people in the church that seek worldly things. That sometimes their mind be set on things of the world, not on the things of the Lord. But you know, people always say, well, God sees you. But sometimes God, only God sees you, the world sees you too. You come out to the light. But you belong to your father and the devil. You want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning and not holding to the truth. But there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native tongue, native language. For he is a liar and the father of liars. He's the head of, Satan lying on him. Yeah. He keep you down if you let him. But the value taught in the Bible are often to the opposed of worldly values, kindness and respect for all people instead of power, humility instead of status, honesty and generosity instead of wealth, self-control instead of self-indulgence, forgiveness instead of revenge. Christian values promotes peace and goodwill among people in accordance with the purpose of God. We will only achieve perfection in this life unless we strive to obey God's, and this will help us find a sense of joy and peace that no worldly reward can match. Using the path that Jesus laid out in John 16:33, Jesus said, I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So through Christian living, I will find, so through Christian living, I will find God's peace. And this peace will help me overcome the world. So the prize here is what? Peace. Going down the list, we find one more, E. We talk about E about that. E stands for eternity. Okay? We all know what eternity means. It means to go on and on and on. No ending. I don't know about you, but I list this as a prize for me. This makes it possible for me to not let the world determine if I am happy. because I am not measuring my happiness by what is in my bank account, what car I'm driving, not where I live, not where I live at. But God is the only one who judges me, and that there is something better for me. Bank accounts can go up or down. Cars break down, and neighborhood changes every day. But knowing that I will live forever free me from the worries of what will happen to me when I break, when I breathe my last breath. Okay. Jesus said in John 14:2, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it was not so, I would have not told you. And I go to prepare a place for you. This statement alone gives me a sense of peace and calmness. The word peace means a state of calm and quietness. When I am at peace, I can feel my soul. I feel like when I was out fishing and not caring if I catch a fish or not. It's just being out there by the water and just fishing pole in my hand, feeling the wind in my face, and that quiet calm of the day. But in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, Paul wrote, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So this E stands for eternal, and the prize is freedom. Last but not least, we have the letter N. N stands for now. Not when I get ready, but now. Now means without delay, at the present time. Now is an action word. It means to do it at once. Do not delay in your action. Seeking that God had blessed me with seeing the new year plus 6 days. New year plus 6 days, 7 days. The question is, what should I be doing now, right now? Jesus said in Luke chapter 15, in verse 4-6, suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. Does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he find it. And when he find it, he joyfully put it on his shoulders and go home. Then he called his friend and neighbors together and said, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. I have been blessed with many things. Seeing 2018 might have been important to me at the time. The clock hit midnight. The most important thing to me now is focus on that lost sheep with whatever time God continues to bless me with. Going out there, putting myself on the line to find the lost sheep. Yes. A man once asked Jesus who his brother was, and Jesus said in Mark 3:3, for whosoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother. But what prize is there in going out finding that lost sheep? The answer, one, Jesus said that a true believer has to go out and feed the sheep with the good news. I am not to be content with ideals that just because I decide to be found does not mean that I don't have to bring in others who are still lost. Three, the prize is that by understanding this right now and doing it, I will find myself safe and ready to go on to my next life with the Lord. I hope that this sermon will help you in your journey through the 2018. If you have any questions, please free to ask me at any time. And if you came here today to worship with us and find that you need to come out of the cold and wish to become a member of the Church of Christ, here is the plan of salvation. Romans 10:7, here. You have to hear the word. The word tells you about the death, the burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on the third day. Two, you must believe. Mark 16:15-16, you must believe that what you have heard. Three, repent. Luke 13:3-5, repent of your sins. Four, is confess. Matthew 10, 32, 33, confess his name. And five is baptized. First Peter 3, 22. Yes, you must be baptized. You must be buried in the water of salvation and rise a new creature in Christ Jesus. Finally, Revelation 2, 10, live faithfully.
Amen.
If nothing else, let us all stand.